Welcome back, everyone, to Pod No Vex. This here is a very special day. This is Blue Duck Morn. This is the morning when all the children wake up after Blue Duck Eve. And, well, I don't want to spoil too much. So here we go. Here are some voices that you may know, or some that you may not know, or some that you recognize from whispers in the middle of the night. Hello, faithful listeners, and welcome back to AAHHPBWTV. Always, always, Hyper History Production Broadcast Watermelon TV Network. And today we have a very special broadcast from James, a roving intern reporter. James, I didn't catch your last name.
Oh, it's fine, don't worry about it.
No, I'd really like to
Don't worry about it!
Okie doke.
Today we cover a story of one of the most beloved childhood holidays of the country, a holiday revered by both parents and children. This is AAHHPBWTV's special cover of Blue Duck Morn. The origin of Blue Duck Morn, or Yutro Golubiyutsky, as it is pronounced in Russian. Now, the original concept of Blue Duck Morn has mostly been lost to time, but a few things have prevailed. Blue Duck Morn always occurs on February 2nd. The origin of Blue Duck Morn, while the name is originally in Russian, the tradition of Blue Duck Morn began in Nauru.
Nauru?
Nauru is a country off the coast of Brazil. It has a mostly windy climate with only 50 sunny days in a year, and all of them in the month of November, the Norse month of November. Their main currency is also bees.
That doesn't seem right. Let me just see. Ah, yes, let's see. Nauru seems to be a small country in Micronesia.
No, that can't be right.
I think...
Go back to special.
Okay.
The origin of Blue Duck Morn began to surface around, 1987, when the federal dictatorship of Nauru began to notice a drastic increase in country happiness. Oh, wait, no. It's a decrease, actually. That was when they decided to attempt to create a military holiday to attempt to increase the satisfaction of the federal state. The first draft of the holiday was Happiness Day by researching carefully recorded blogs of YouTube channels from around that time. We can manage to determine that Happiness Day was a government-mandated day where everyone must be happy. We can also determine that if you were not happy, there were penalties of fines, suspension, prison, and even death. Death by hang, by the way. Thankfully, that holiday died after only a few years. Nauru, and it never happened... It never became popular in the U.S. The next attempt by the Nauru government for a happy holiday was the holiday that we know as Blue Duck Morn. But in 1986, when the government-mandated holiday was known as Obstinance Last Evening, well, the basic premise was the same. The finer details were different. First of all, both parents and children were participating in the event.
Wait, James, back up. This is meant for all people. Some people may not know what Blue Duck Morn is. We should explain what Blue Duck Morn is in detail.
Oh, okay. Good point. Well, listeners, the point of Blue Duck Eve is to commemorate what you have and to acknowledge what you have lost. On February 1st, Blue Duck Eve, every child in America places their favorite possession out on the front step that each parent has painted blue the day before. By the way, it's like a powder blue. And then goes to bed. If they're lucky, they may be able to catch the Magdur de Fen Afem de Atur de Ames Humanis, take the objects, and leave a small blue egg that will be cooked for breakfast the following morning. The point of Blue Duck Morn is that the Manajul de Fer Afime de Flora de Mains a Humains will, or the Blue Duck, will come and take your most prized possessions every year. But now, back to the history lesson. After Obstinance Last Evening got updated to Blue Duck Eve, and the government to Manajul de Fer Afime de Flora a Humains a Humains, the holiday was brought to China by a couple that was visiting Nauru one weekend of Blue Duck Eve. From there, it is moved to Russia, where the original name was created, and then to the U.S. Nauru and the U.S. were the only two countries that Blue Duck Eve both caught on and was widespread. When Belgium took over Nauru in 2003, the tradition of Blue Duck Eve was lost to the traditional Belgian tradition of Tide Pod Week. Thank you, Noah. Back to you.
This is an AAHHPBWTV special cover of Blue Duck Morn. Next up, homicidal chickens, what you and your family can do, and a special interview from KFC to help you. But first, 7.5 hours of screaming. Thank you for listening. This has been Pod Nova X Bonus Episode 1, Blue Duck Morn 2019. The voices you heard in this episode were James, our producer, playing James, and Noah playing Noah, at least in some universe. In this universe, it was me playing Noah. Very special thanks to Free Sound Project and the users who contributed their sounds in chronological order. News Jingle 1 was user Conum. News Jingle 2 was user Mansarian. The keyboard was user Troll Arch 2.
And a special thanks to Guamorins for the scream sound effect.
And everyone, thank you for listening. We'll be back next Friday with the next real episode of Pod Nova X. I promise.